stooped through the blackout curtains that screened the entrance to the mess, and beat the snow from his shoulders with a gloved hand as he straightened. "General, my apologies. If I'd known you were coming, I was making my rounds." Sean Courtney chuckled and rose ponderously from the chair to shake his hand. "Your officers have made me very welcome, Charles, and we've kept a little of the goose for you. I'm terribly sorry to hear about young van der Heever, sir. Sergeant Major told me what happened." Sean made a gesture of dismissal, but for a moment the shadows darkened about his eyes. "If I'd only known you were coming up into the line this evening, I'd have warned you, sir. We've had the devil of trouble with that sniper ever since we moved up. It's the same fellow, of course. Absolutely deadly." "What are you doing about him?" asked Sean. The adjutant intervened. "I've been on to Colonel Caithness at 3rd Battalion, and we did a deal, sir. He's agreed to send us Anders and MacDonald."
"You got them?"
The colonel looked delighted. "Oh, I say, that's excellent. I didn't think Caithness would part with his prize pair." The young captain spoke quietly with one of the sentries on the forward firing step. "This way, sir." He went on down the boards. Sean towered head and shoulders above him as he followed. Around the next revert, through the soft curtains of falling snow, there was the subdued red glow of a brazier.